Estás escuchando Radio Colores, la radio de la Universidad Popular de Palencia, esta vez con un programa de nuestra sección La Radio en las Aulas.
Good evening. We are a representation of English students of the CEAS Fernández Nieto of Palencia. Our purpose is to know this radio station and at the same time encourage people to participate in the courses taught by the Popular University of Palencia. As in addition to learning many new things, we spend many pleasant times in coexistence with other people. We want to mention our teacher Elisa because she is the best person and teacher in the world. Then I will proceed to the presentation of those who come and then read each one a paragraph on Ireland and its people. To my left, Carmen, Aurora, Marisol, Javier, Concha, Inma, and Luis. And finally, I am Theo.
Ireland. I'm Luis, and I start reading this paragraph at the radio station called Radio Colores. Ireland. First facts. Official name, Ireland. Form of government, constitutional democracy. Capital, Dublin. Population, 4,632,765. Money, euro. Official languages, Irish and English. Area, 26,592 square miles, which is equal 68,890 square kilometers. Known as the Emerald Isle, Ireland is famous for its green countryside. Throughout much of its history, Ireland fought against rule by Great Britain. Most of the island gained independence in the 1920s. However, Britain continued to control a section called Northern Ireland. In the 1990s, the Independent Republic of Ireland became a successful member of the European Union. The capital is Dublin.
Hello, my name is Inma, and I am going to talk to you about. We is island called the Emerald Isle. Island is called the Emerald Isle really because of it's the last granary. This island is so beautiful and the green with lots of rolling hills, tree and green grass. Green is a color which is really in abundance across this European island that set use of the west coast of Great Britain. The climate and also the fair amount of the rain that falls in the location helped to keep the grass growing nice and tall. This island is also well known for its tall rocky cliff with reefs high above the ocean water. Because of its green and splendid nature, island is often compared with the dashland green jewel called the Emerald in its real gem of a place surrounded by water of the Atlantic Ocean and also the Ireland.
Hello, I am Carmen. Geography. Ireland is an island nation on the westernmost edge of Europe. It is the continent's second largest island after Great Britain. The Republic de Valen occupies 8% of this land mass. While a large chunk of land in the north is part of the United Kingdom. Ireland is known for its wide expanses of land and green fields. In fact, its nickname is the Emerald Isle. But there are often large areas or rugged rock landscape. About 15,000 years ago, island was completely covered by thick glaciers.
My name is Marisol, People and Sculpture. Ireland is a nation of the storytellers. The tradition dates back to Celtic bards who would record and recite the country history. Many fair greats came from Ireland, including four winners of the Nobel Prize. The Irish also excel in music and sport.
Hi, my name is Concha. Nature. The Irish have a great affection for nature and rural life. The country's fair coins even feature pictures of animals. Low levels of development and pollution and Ireland have led most of the nation's open space relatively understand. Did you know that there are no wild snakes in Ireland? The sea has stopped many animals common on mainland Europe from reaching the island. There are also only two wild mouse species, one type of lizard, and just three kinds of amphibians. Irish wildlife is protected by government conservation programs. To preserve natural habitat, the government has established 6 national parks and hundreds of national heritage areas throughout the country.
Hello, my name is Aurora. Government and economy. The government and Ireland consist of an elected parliament, which made the laws and a president, who is head of state. The head of government is the Taoiseach, which means ship. The Taoiseach is the leader of the political party with the most parliament members. For most of its history, Ireland's economy has been based on farming and agriculture. But since the late 1915's government is forced to attract business and turn the country from one of Europe's poorest nations to its second wealthiest.
My name is Javier. History. Archaeologists think the first people to sit in Ireland arrived around 6000 BC by 3500 BC. Settlers were using stone tools to create farmlands. Around 700 BC, a diverse and technology advanced culture from Central Europe colored the Celts began to settle the island. In the 9th century AD, Viking invaders began raids into Ireland. They established settlements that later became some of the country's main cities, including the capital Dublin. The Vikings and Celts fought on them for 200 years until a battle in 1014 united the country. Peace broke down quietly through an island was divided into many quindos. In 1170, Norman Vikings, who had taken control of England, invaded Ireland and made it an English territory. In the early 16th, England's official religion became Protestant. While most Ireland remained Roman Catholic, this would create tension that would eventually lead to revolution and Ireland's independence. By the 1820s, British law in favor to Catholics had sparked a mass movement for Irish sovereignty. In 1829, many of those laws were overturned, but Ireland still wanted freedom. In 1922, after violent uprisings, the Irish Free State was created within the British Empire. In 1948, most of Ireland became an independent country, while six mainly Protestant counties in the northeast remained a British territory.
One country divided into two rules. This is a country that is quite literally divided. There is Northern Ireland, which is under the rule of the United Kingdom. There is also the Republic of Ireland. This has its own governing nation who won independence from the British back in 1922. These divisions mean that the people who live in this country have not always got along particularly well in each other, with each other. However, this is thankfully improving over time. One interesting fact about these two separate areas is that the northern region, which is still under British rule, has red post bosses to match in with Great Britain. The southern area of Ireland has green post bosses, which reflect the Irish independence by using their own national colour instead.
I'm Theo, and I want to tell you about the Castle of Ireland. Why does Ireland have castles? Castles are located throughout this country. When castles were built, they were made specifically for protection. At that time, there were often wars going on. Ireland had many invaders moving through the country. The Irish people made large and strong castles so that they could protect themselves. Around the 9th century, Ireland was invaded by the Vikings. However, Ireland proved to be strong and kept the country from being taken over by the Viking people. The large castles were often used to house local people and possessions during wartime periods. The smaller castles were owned by large, noble, and rich families. The Castle of Blaney is very famous, mostly because of people coming to visit and kiss the Blaney Stone. The sacred blaine stone is meant to give people that gift of the gab. This funny saying means to make people particularly good and being charming and being able to flatter other people with their words. Maybe that is why the people who live in Ireland are often said to be so good and easy to talk to.
What language do Irish speak? The people in Ireland mostly speak English as their first and primary language. They are also taught Irish in school, and this is called the Gaelic language. Gaelic is mostly spoken in the west side of this country. It is also used throughout the country with some very small regional differences. If you are ever lucky enough to travel to his wonderful country, you should buy fun if you can speak English well.
Fairies and leprechauns, the fairies and family creatures. Many people in the area do actually believe in magic and fairies. Fairies are tiny creatures that have magical powers. Some of them are good and bring nice and happy things along, while others are not so good and make bad things come to pass. Fairies have the leprechaun some magical power to perform if they are ever captured by humans like you and me. They can grant three wishes with their pot as gold. The hewer ever captured them or if they are quick enough, simply disappear in thin air. If you ever catch one, be sure to make a very good wishes. Leprechauns are really big part of the ice. Fairies folklore. They are tiny male creatures similar to fairies but without wings. While they are thought to be mostly harmless to the Irish people, leprechauns have been known to play many tricks and silly games.
A very lucky was the tradition and Irish blessing. The Irish are also famous for all their tradition and legends. On birthday tradition involves young children. The kids are turned upside down and have their head taped against the top of their birthday cake. They get one birthday bone-like this for each year or age that they now are. This old and very strange tradition is meant to bring lots of good luck and also fortune to the birthday child. I hope that they don't get a sticky head from the cake icing though. Anyone who is born on the day of St. Patrick's Day, Mars 70, is considered to be extra lucky. is because St. Patrick's Day is one of the largest Irish celebration and occasion. Children born on this day are literally born lucky because of the day.
May you live a long life, full of grandeur and health, with a pocket full of golf, as the less of your wealth. May the drains you hold dear eat those which can swim. May the case you sprains keep retorting to you.
About Irish music and dance. For many people in this country, traditional music is a must. Instruments such as the harp, concertina, the Inwisley guitar, fiddle, and the brodran, a traditional frame drum, are played to keep this type of music alive. The knowledge is of playing this instrument in pass on the younger generation. Traditional dance in Ireland includes a dancing which is very similar to the style of square dancing. This dance is just full of music and movement. The Irish jig is a dance with a very quick pace and a tip of hop and speak dance.
Food. Potatoes are a main ingredient that you will find in many Irish recipes as a traditional stew, stefa, spice, and also bosti. Bosti is a type of potato pancake. Soda bread is a very popular type of Irish bread, which is normally eaten along with a many meal. Traditional meals are very healthy foods that are designed to fill you up. Foods that this are very necessary at the heart of this world and also during cool and dry weather conditions too.
Molly Maloney is one of the more famous people in the history of Dublin. The statue of her on Lower Grafton Street, created in 1987, depicts a woman in a 17th century dress that shows so much cleavage Madonna might be unwilling to wear it. The old song about her, Cackles and Muscles, is a sort of official anthem of Dublin, sung regularly by fans at soccer and hurling matches. For the happy tourists, there is no need to worry about issues like authentically before your next Guinness in Dublin, stop by Molly's statue at Grafton, at Grafton Street, for one of the sexier and shyest selfies in Europe.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive.
alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled their barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh,
alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Died of a favor, and sure no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheeled her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive,
oh. This is all. We'll be happy to be here. See you soon.
Pues como dice Javier, esto es todo. Estás escuchando Radio Colores, la radio de la Universidad Popular de Palencia.
I found her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled their barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive.